Global gedacht, der Podcast, der die Welt auf den Kopf stellt.
Sanbonani, good afternoon, good morning, good day, wherever you are. My name is Sizwe Kunene. Please join us as we are about to have a discussion about the work that we do in our communities. I mean, dealing with civil society work, it requires a lot, and often so many stories go untold. So we've got different participants from different countries because we are trying to ensure that we do something diverse and we bring everyone together to make sure that we fight for a global equilibrium whereby we share, we exchange, and also we just educate each other on things that we need to adapt in order to make sure that our communities are a safe place to be. So I've got my participants across the globe, as I've mentioned. I've got Vale from Germany. I've got Ebin from Germany. I've got Utandi from South Africa. But I won't spoil much because I'm going to give them a chance to introduce themselves as we take you through our journey through discussion, as we take you through our life experience, through a conversation. Let me just start with Vale next to me. For now, just give me your name and where you come from and the name of the organization that you work for. Don't go into details. We just want to do our introduction.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am Valentina and work in Berlin for the organization S27.
All right. No, thank you so much, Vale. It's good to have you here. Let's go to my gentleman on my right there, Mr. Ebin. Please introduce yourself, where you come from, and the name of the organization.
Yes. Hello, everyone. And thank you for giving me this chance to present myself and the organization. I am Erbin. I'm coming from Germany, and I'm working for a migrant organization for refugees and migrants.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Ebin. It's good to have you here. So next to me, I've got Utandi. Utandi, please tell us who you are and what you do.
Dumelang. My name is Tandi Mkhwanazi. I'm from UP Action Organization.
Yes.
It's in the eastern part of Free State in the South Africa.
All right, no, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tandi. Let's start with you. Please welcome our host by just explaining what does Youth in Action does, who they are, what do they do, and what's their focus in our economy, communities, I mean.
If I were to talk about Youth in Action, I would speak the entire day, but I will try to be as little as I can.
Yes.
Just to explain, Youth in Action is a non-governmental organization.
Yes.
That is intentional about holistic community development. So every day we strive to work with socio-economic issues, to address them, to make sure that everyone is aware of those challenges, and we try to integrate strategies of how we can deal with them.
All right. No, thank you so much, Tandi. I will come back to you when now I want to find out about what does it Tandi do within the Youth in Action. But I will move and go to... let me take the gentleman now. Please tell us about the organization. What does it do, Mr. Abel?
Yes, as I said, we are working with refugees and migrants.
Yes.
And we are facing a lot of problems in Germany, but I think all over the world is also the same. And
yes,
we try
to strengthen
them, you try to empower them, you try to speak about their right so that we can have a better integration in the German society. But it's not always easy. We are giving a lot of workshops. We are giving a lot of support. And we have also the support of the government and many funders.
That's actually good. You know, I hope that every resident in Germany may actually try and locate you guys, especially the refugees, so that because there's nothing as painful as having services but not knowing that they are there and you probably need it. So I think that's good. You are doing a great job. Vale, let's come to you. Please tell us about what does the organization do?
Our organization work special with art and cultural projects.
Yes.
But we are also a social organization. We have different workshops open to the community with emphasis in migrants and refugees, people around the world. And we try to have a space where people can show their identities and not hide the diversity of this identities. What is very often in Germany when people arrive and want to start a new life. So we offer workshops in relation with art, with crafts, sometimes more practical things also. For example, we also offer theater, but not the typical theater classes, but for learning how to act how to move your body if you are applying for a job or something like this. And we also have different events, performance, and activities in Berlin. And we also offer classes, German classes, and diverse classes. It depends which people come to our organization, so we can then define which classes we offer. And this is very beautiful because it's something flexible.
Yeah, no, it is beautiful, especially when you, because I see that you are using the approach of actually visualizing what maybe somebody would say that it should have been on a paper, but you are saying let them do it live so that they get to experience and learn more. So that's a great initiative. Now, Tendi, going back to you, especially because we know the structure of NGOs, NPCs and whatnot, and the struggles and everything that we come across. But I want you to tell me about the thing that you do that actually makes you keep going, you know, because I know it's not an easy road with what we do on the ground. But what does it turn into, especially when you must also link it with the inequality that we see that is happening across the globe because it's affecting millions of people? So what is it that you do which is in line with whether inequality at your workplace?
Okay, thank you so much. Before I can answer your question, I feel like I did not do it justice to my organization when I was introducing it.
Yes.
I feel like I've given you little information, but hey, that's not a problem. You get more information as we move.
Yes.
With the question. So let me talk about what you just asked me. To start with, Tandi Mkhwanazi is a passionate educator. I mean, educator by profession.
Wow, that's great.
And within action, I also deal with educational programs. I'm programs coordinator.
Yes.
This clearly shows that I'm so intentional about education.
Yeah, it does.
So what I basically do every day at Within Action, I try to create educational programs for in-school youth, out-of-school youth, the community as a large. As I've mentioned that we are dealing with socio-economic issues,
yes.
I just check at that moment what is it that is happening in the midst of GBV, climate change, these social issues, your HIV and AIDS. So I try every day sit down, create programs as a part of my life to reduce the inequality that is happening.
Yes.
So I strive every day to reduce these inequalities that we have. So in the area where I live, I've noticed a lot of inequalities, but I cannot cover them all, but I'm just focusing on dealing with them in an educational way. So in terms of those social inequalities, I try by all means to make awareness campaigns,
yes.
Outreaches, door-to-door campaigns. It's my duty as a person who has information or the person who's getting trained, who's having information, to pass that knowledge to the people that are in my surroundings. So what I do on a normal basis, we'd have those workshops where we teach people,
yes.
about these social issues and economic issues,
yes.
that are affecting us. So that is my way of being a responsible citizen, of reducing inequality. I teach people, and also if I'm not knowledgeable about a certain topic, I invite the experts in that topic to share with the people.
Yeah, maybe Tandy, just before we move from you, because I see that... especially if you touch the socioeconomic issues, it's something that speaks more about behavioral modification. It's something that speaks more about seeing change in social behaviors of people within our society. So what challenges have you came across, especially working as a facilitator, facilitating those workshops? I just want to get to that because I know we are here speaking about the great things that we do at our organization, but I also want to... make it clear to somebody who's watching that to say that it's not an easy road. So if you can just tell me about those challenges that you've came across as you are doing your duties at your workplace.
Okay, we face so countless issues. The one that I would like to start with is the one that of not having enough infrastructure.
Yes, correct.
The infrastructure is the one that is not doing as well. And also the mindset of the people, people that we are working with, others are not open-minded, they don't have the change mindset. So when we try there to go to the ground, speak our people, give them information, others are reluctant, because they are so resistant to change. They think maybe we belong to some political organization, so don't want to hear whatever that you're going to say. They think that we are campaigning for some political organization because they believe that these political people, when the elections are near, they would use this organization so that they can act on their behalf. Another one that I am currently facing, it's the people who don't want to participate.
Yes.
They do not have an interest like as I do.
Yes.
Like, but when I have the passion and the motivation to do those countless training, facilitation, but people just don't show up. Maybe they are not seeing what I'm seeing or what we are seeing here in inequality, so they are not. And also having less support from the community or these people that I'm trying to help, the challenges are real because these people that we are trying to help, they don't see that we're helping them, so they are not meeting us halfway. And
All right, thank you so much, Tandy. You know, you've mentioned the regular thing, or I'd rather say the political mandate, of which at some point, even myself, I was once a victim of that because I've once shy away from help, thinking that it's a political agenda, and also the lack of interest. We know you can take the horse into the river, but you can't force it to drink the water. Mr. Ewin, you spoke about the refugees, and we know we've got refugees in South Africa. Recently, we attended a workshop whereby they were talking about their challenges and everything. And we saw, because it was not something that we were looking into, but when somebody takes you through it, you then realize that, okay, there are so many angles in actually tackling inequality in our society. So I want you to give us a picture of what does Mr. Ewin does within the organization, and what challenges or rather some inequalities that you see and that the organization is actually trying to address. If you can just paint that picture for us.
Yes, I want to say that in Germany, I don't know, refugees are building a population with the least incoming in Germany. I want to see all in many countries like that. We don't have always access to good health care. They can go to the hospital. At the beginning, they don't have access to the job. They are not allowed to work. They don't have access to go to the school. Some can learn German, but they cannot study. They are not allowed to study. They are facing a lot of, I want to say, a problem. I know there is a procedure, but it is complicated for them because they can stay in this situation for a long time, maybe 5 years, 10 years, when they don't have an answer, you have to stay there in this situation. And that's not easy for their integration in the society because they will stay there without working, without speaking German, without good healthcare. And you see they can now face other problems, maybe with drugs and so on. And they have also sometimes violence.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they stay most of the time in camp. There are different camps. Some are good, a little bit, some not. But what we try to do is to bring them with the society, first of all, because when we are in the camp, we are, I can see outside.
Yeah, yes.
We are there in Germany, we are there in Berlin, in Potsdam, but we are not there, you know, because we are living in the community. We don't speak English, German,
yeah.
What we can do. It is very, very difficult. First thing is to bring them with other people to know how is it in Germany, how you can live in Germany very well, what you have to do. To speak about simple thing, what is your right here, what you can do if you have problem, where you have to go, with whom you can speak, That is the problem. We try to guide them so that we have opportunity in Germany. And to do our job is not always easy because we need funders, we need money for that. Yes, we need fast. Yes, yes. We need people who will help us. And to get fund, you have to know how to write this application.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes it's also sometimes it's complicated. That means maybe people want to support, but you don't know how to write, or it's difficult. That means we are facing a lot of problems, and also the society where we are is sometimes conservative, sometimes not always. That means migrants are facing also discrimination because, look, if you want to rent a house because of your name, Abdallah, Erbin,
yes,
you can also have difficulties. If you want to have a job because of your name,
yes,
you can. It's not always like that, but it can also happen. That means there are also things we have to do to make awareness program with the civil society, German, also to know that if there is possibility, you have to open it for everybody.
All right. No, Mr. Ebin, just before we move from yourself, because I see that in your explanation, you are actually telling us and our listener there that the refugees and immigrants, they are actually, maybe for lack of a better word, would say treated like the second class citizens in Germany because of those things that you are mentioning. But you've talked about the fact that they can't learn. Is that a policy that exists, or is just the exclusion that is coming from the system? I want to know more on that one.
I want to say that is a policy. There's a policy, but also because at this time, when we are in this procedure, nobody knows if we will stay or not. Maybe that's why the policy is like that, so that, okay, we cannot give them the opportunity to start studying,
yes,
if they will go back in 1 year. Oh. I can think. That's why. But if people stay there for 5 years,
yes,
you know, I think you can manage. You can maybe manage. But the first years, I can say, okay. But also another thing, they have the opportunity to learn German.
Yes.
Some. The other problem is the German course, like Valentina said, are sometimes far,
yes,
away from where they are living. Yes. Like we are in Brandenburg, there is another federal state in Germany. You can take the bus, maybe 30 minutes to go to the next German course, or 2 hours. That means you can have the opportunity to go to the course, but you don't have money to go every day.
Yeah, no?
That means it's also complicated. I cannot say that the government don't want to exclude them. I cannot say that, but the policy don't allow that the integration can be faster.
Yeah, ne, it shows that inequality is something that is really happening across the globe. And as we used to think that in Africa we suffer the most, but not unless you hear somebody. No, we know that. We know it to be like that because we also believe that everybody, in most cases, who suffers in the Western country, it is because their ancestors are from Africa. We also believe like that. So we believe that the land of suffering is our land. So when we learn these things, it means that we are all battling something. So Vali, I'm going to move to you now. Just please tell me the work that you do, you yourself within the organization, and maybe perhaps the challenges that you've come across. Please do.
Thank you. Started a project called Veteran House, One School House, since 1 year.
Yes.
Around 1 year. And we have this big question that that can involve, I think, all all us about learning, about what people need for learning, what is the basic things. And because also all these problems that you mentioned that people have in Germany for getting a place in a school or for studying German, we have this this possibility here to start. And in this World School House, for example, we include people that have great knowledge, but not the papers from Germany for working in Germany. So sometimes you have really like great professionals that can't be included in the society. And one path from this World School House project is giving the opportunity to them to teach others and in a very open way. So it's a challenge, but it's something very beautiful to see how a class, a course can be sometimes involving other skills, not the typical that what we think are important or what we learned in school, it's important, yes, but other combinations and so. And yeah, I think a big challenge is stay flexible with this.
Yes.
Like if someone arrived to see how we can also mix this, maybe with art, with culture.
Yeah.
And a big challenge is, of course, dealing with the motivation of our trainees. Because, yeah, as you said, sometimes, many times they are living in very difficult situations.
Yes.
So coming every day and staying in a project and being there, it's a big challenge for many young people that are coming to our center. But I think we have really a nice team and great artists also that are open to find ways for motivation. Also our German teachers and also our social workers, it's always like being flexible and open and being very kind and understand the situation that many people are living there. So I think this is a challenge for all the group. But yeah, and so we are so very flexible and we change,
yeah,
sometimes and start new projects, and I think this is beautiful, but of course.
No, that's actually very, very much beautiful, Vale. You know, as you are talking, I'm also thinking as well. I'm actually seeing it, because when you talk about art, it's also something that is very much close to my heart as well. So I just want to find out from yourself, Vale, because what you're doing, it's actually, I would say, more like integrating art with the education. So do you get support from the Department of Education in Germany with what you are doing? Perhaps do they come and see what you are doing? We know money is an issue everywhere. In every NGO, we know money is an issue, but do they support you guys, and how's the relationship with them?
Yeah, I am not dealing with this in my project.
You okay?
In the organization, but yeah, we have support from the Senat.
Okay.
But I have to say, it's now very difficult in Germany, because,
yes,
in Berlin, specific, because the funds are not in the same number as in the past. So they are cutting a lot of support. It's something very sad for great initiatives in Berlin and Germany. So this insecurity, it's something very bad for the organizations in general. so well, we also have different partners and phones, but it's a big subject that that we have.
No, thank you so much, Vali. Something like that did hit South Africa as well, when the president of the United States pulled out our aid. So a lot of people who are working, especially on healthcare, as in NGOs that are dealing with healthcare, they suffered a great loss. A lot of people went in without employment. A lot of numbers of unemployment were increasing. So I know that. Tandy, and I want you at your best self. I know you can give me that. just tell me, what is it that you say that if this was to be out of the way, my passion as Tandy would be fulfilled? Whether it is the policies that exist, whether it is the people in the community, their unwillingness to participate at some point, or whatever. Just tell me that if this were to move, Tandy would actually achieve what Tandy wants, or Tandy would change this so that Tandy achieve what she wants.
Okay, first thing first. If people were to be as determined as I am,
yes,
those that I'm helping, like, yes, if they can be flexible enough to see my effort, whatever that I'm doing for their sake, that can contribute as a main factor, like having people willing to change, people be willing to accept, like people be willing to understand. Also, I think having money, like funds, enough funds, because sometimes I want to do things. I even use my own money or organization's money, but it's not enough. There are other certain places that I don't reach, or some certain people that I cannot reach because of funds. So if I can have unlimited funds, like unlimited. Yes, because if I can have unlimited funds and the people that I'm working with or the people that I'm currently surrounded by, their mindset can change. Also, if I can have maybe the colleagues who share the same vision as me.
Yeah.
Because I've realized it's so painful to work with the people who are just working for money. That does not have the same vision as you, because they just go there in the morning, work and go home. But I, as a person, have the vision beyond money, because I believe and I can do this. Even if I don't have money, as long as, maybe let me make an example. If, like, you know how the NGO sector operates, the funding cannot be there. Sometimes you have to use your funds. There are people when funds becomes depleted, they no longer come to work, they strike and everything. So I want to work with people who, like me, even if funds are not there to pay you,
they must find us along the
way. If they must, Google funds must find you working, because we are not working for money. Because when we chose to work in this NGO sector, we chose that we want to serve people. We could have went to look for better job. As I said, I'm an educator. I could have just did something with my degree in education, but I felt like I'm obliged, because I, as a person, I know where I come from now. I can say I am the person who was brought up by the organizations. Like, since from the intermediate, I have been joining this organization, like your Save the Children, RISE. So they really helped me to grow as an education, as a person.
As a person. Yes.
So now, as I'm grown up, I see how much this organization helped me. Hence, I'm saying my passion becomes stronger every day, even when I feel like I want to give up. But I become so, I cannot do this, because there is somewhere out there a child who needs me, like the organization that I've been the part helped me. So besides money, besides everything, if those people that I'm really out to reach, if they can change, have the mindset of being helped, even if they don't understand or see the same vision as me, at least they must have an ability to learn whatever programs that Within Action does. Like, they must be willing to participate. They must not just be there for fun or for friends, but whatever that we come with, they should try to be open-minded and willing to learn always, because we don't do things for fun. Just imagine me waking up in the morning to play. It's because I have a passion inside me that no one can understand. I'm just, I can say in a nutshell, I'm healing the inner child in me. So whatever that I'm currently doing, the inner child in me gets so excited, because I got the part to be brought up by the non-governmental organization through support while I was in school still growing up.
And to add more, you know, I keep talking, I said I should bring my best.
Keep your best, that's what we need.
So since the intermediate, I've joined those organizations. Then when I went to university, I did not join anything in the university. I've decided, okay, concurrently when I'm studying, I'm going to work in the NGO sector. So while I was studying towards my degree, I looked for an NGO around where I'm living that resonates with what I need to do. That's how I found Youth in Action. Since first year, this Youth in Action that I'm talking about, it helped me to grow as a person because I was have that mindset of wanting to grow. Like when I look back from this organization that I joined while growing up, I'd be looking at the pictures, memories, sorry, we were 15. I'm only one who's still standing in this NGO things.
Wow.
So I can see that people joining things because they are there available, they are free food, free transport, free accommodation for anything.
Yeah.
So they were just coming for the vibes and everything. So even now when I went after matric, while I was in university and doing this NGO thing, I was there. There are a lot of people that I joined that NGO with as a volunteer. I did not get hired. I went there as a volunteer with my NSFAS money to get through that organization.
Yes.
I have to take taxes twice. And my NSFAS, you know how much is NSFAS, your allowance?
Yeah.
I had to use my allowance to take twice taxes. I was using, I think, 64 rand per day to go there.
Wow, that's
I did not complain about money and everything. It was just the passion behind me that I want to learn. And I advise young people that these organizations, like, they are the one that help us to break the cycle of inequality, because it's through organization that I got exposure. I got a lot of opportunities besides my professional qualification, but I also got to improve as a person.
Yes.
So now I'm repeating the last statement. For me to achieve whatever that I want to achieve, if there were no restrictions and everything, besides money, besides government, besides everything, these people that I'm dealing with, they have to change, be willing to learn. They are not doing us favor when I come there to facilitate them. I just want us to work together.
To have a working session.
Working session. Yes, that's all what I want.
No, thank you so much, Tandi. And whoever is listening, please make sure that whatever that you do as a person in life, just make sure to give it your all. I mean, at the end of the day, some people live through memories. Some people, we still talk about them because they decided to stand up and do something when somebody else wasn't willing to do it. So do it now, do it well, do it 100%, give it your all. Mr. Ebin, please tell me something. Working with refugees for the time that you've been with them, but also staying in Germany, what is it that you would say? If this was to change, I would have achieved what I want as a person.
Yes, I can see three things, you know.
Yes.
Like when I'm here in South Africa, I used to walk around the township to look a little bit how the kids are moving, how people are moving. And I remember many, many things in my head, and I say, we have to do something. And that's how... many years ago, I saw some refugees who wanted something, and I asked them, what are you doing?
Yes.
And I realized, and I say, how is it possible? How is it possible? Me, I have a lot of privileges here. I'm in Germany. How is it possible? But what I want is the engagement from refugees by themselves.
Yes.
You know, I want them to be also engaged so
yes.
that we can support other
initiatives. Yes.
I want them also to say, okay, we can work as volunteer, like Tandi said it, because if you want to achieve something, you have also to give
yes.
something.
Yes.
You know, it's very, very important. You have to invest time to make many things, and maybe after the days, you will have a benefit. And the benefit is not always like you think. The benefit can come tomorrow, in 2 days, or in the other way. It's not because I make something with you, you have to give me this benefit.
Yes.
Another thing I can also add is, I wish the acceptance of the population in Brandenburg.
Brandenburg residents.
acceptance?
Yeah, yeah. There is an acceptance already.
Yes.
But I need more.
Yeah.
I need more because in Brandenburg, yeah. We have a lot of cities,
yes,
with people who are who don't accept migrants, and I wish for migrants, for refugees in Brandenburg, I want to see in Germany or all over the world more acceptance, so that people can understand these people who are there are already there.
Yes.
Give them the chance to have equal chance, to have opportunity to prove that we can stay there. We can stay there. If you ask them to follow the rules, just show them the rules sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we cannot also follow the rule if we don't understand the language. But to understand the language, that's why I need also the engagement, eh?
The engagement of the
refugees, because there is two parts. Mm-hmm. We need from the population something, but
they
we need
must also give something so that it's
here. Yeah. And the last thing is, I want in 5 or 10 years to have many refugees who can say, I am in parliament.
Yes. Yes.
I want it.
Yeah. And through your help, through your organizational
maybe
help.
Not only, but,
yes,
you know.
But just to see them, to know that.
Okay. It is possible.
Yes.
It is possible in Germany. There are some. I don't know them, but I think there are some. But I want.
Yeah, in South Africa, we say black child, it's possible. When we motivate each other to do a lot of things.
And to reduce this gap, this inequality, so that
yes,
people can think, okay, today I'm refugees, but tomorrow, I can be
part of the head of state. I can be part of decision making. I can ensure that we bridge the gap that is being created by inequality. Vale, we come to you now. So I want you as well to just tell me that if this change, we succeed. If this is out of the way, or if this is done different, we would achieve our goal. In fact, I want you to speak for Vale, that Vale would achieve a goal if this change. So what is that thing that must change?
Yeah. I was thinking these days also about inequality in general.
Yes.
And also about gender and about how much, everything is related to many things. Close to inequality and how the privilege from some groups are making one part of the earth kaput, destroying some parts of the earth. So conscious, it's not enough. We need more active actions and clear rules for the planet that are helping us as humans, but also for the planet and so I think sometimes country behaviors from some people are like, okay, politically correct, but if you see all what is happening because of what they consume or of the companies, I think we need stronger rules for
really. You are mentioning something very key and critical, that we need to consider the relationship. I think I see synergy in what all of the three of you have said, because you've said that In a nutshell, just drawing what you've all said, you said that people themselves that we are helping, they need to also commit. They need to avail themselves. We need the land, we need the people, we need everything. And also, I'll just say that even if our political leaders would also stop at some point at looking at people for as numbers or object, right, to say, because what they say in manifesto and what happens in real life, it's something different. But that's a story for another day. So I want to bring it to a closer, but I will give each and every one of you a chance to actually say whatever that we may have missed or whatever that you want somebody who's at home to know, so that we are able to say that we have done justice into actually ensuring that people know about who we are, know where we come from, know what we do, and we hope that this reaches many people as possible. That's the only way to get through, for example, Palestine, through media. That's the only way to get through Sierra Leone, through media. So we only rely on this tool now to make sure that our message cuts across and everybody who has ears can hear what you want to say. So I'm going to do it different. You open, you will close. So Vale, please give me your last remarks, and then we'll go to Mr. Ebin, and then you will give me your last remarks.
I was thinking about the importance of sharing. And I forgot to say also that we have a special area in World Schoolhouse,
yes,
for sharing our experiences around learning. And so we are open to receive your, I don't know, if someone wants to share something, send a photo from a place or share, yes, a specific situation. We are very, very happy to receive, to get this, if you want.
Yeah. Right, no.
I forgot.
Thank you so much, Ivale. Mr. Ebin, your last remarks?
Yes, in our organization, we are doing global education,
yes,
and we are dealing a lot with SDGs, Sustainable, yes, Development Goal. That's why I want to say that we have also to look or to consider this power balance.
Yes.
To know that we are depending on each other. Our actions in Germany have a lot of impact on the life of people in South Africa, in Palestine. How what I consume, what I'm eating here, can have also an impact. What I'm wearing, because many kids are working in fabric in Philippines, in other part of the country, and we have also to take it into consideration. What we are doing can also create a lot of inequalities around the world. And that's very important to know also how we can reduce stereotype. Yes. And that's why it's important, this project we are doing, so that people can look a little bit what is in other country, so that we can know, oh, it's not always how we are thinking. These people don't know anything.
Yes.
But no, there are also good things in South Africa, in Palestine, in Cameroon.
Yes.
Good foods.
Yes.
Good people.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Ebin. Attendee, please. Uzivulele, still uzivalele.
We are so sure that you wanted to me to be the last. I saw you're gonna regret this, but I'm right there. I think while I was speaking here, have you realized I don't want to sleep me and realize I could have said this.
Yeah.
That thing is coming back on the previous question that you asked, that I could have just said this and that and that, but
yes,
I'm not there. I'm just going to answer generally. So the message that I have or something that I want to share is that people must utilize the NGOs, NPC and CBOs. Those organizations are made for people. They are there to help people. So it's our duty as people to make sure that we do use them and we exhaust them to their fullest. And also to people where I come from,
yes,
in Free State, Kwakwa, I want to tell them that Youth in Action Organization, it's here. It's here for the people. Those who knows how active you are in Facebook, the kind of things that we do, so they should reach out to us. Now I want to work. So if they don't reach out to us, that means I will not get a chance to work. So it's by them coming to our organization demanding more things. If we can, we can work. And also, what else, to conclude, let me talk about Youth in Action organization. Youth in Action organization is a very, very big organization. As I am only working in the educational department as a program coordinator, but it's a very flexible and big organization. Youth in Action organization deals with social issues, economic issues, and also the business issues. Yes. So if you have any questions or you have anything that you need in terms of these three things, as I've said in one of my answers, we are not expecting everything. But if you need some help with business development, you want to register your business, you want help with proposal writing, we know people that can help you. We can. We act as the intermediaries. We bridge the gap where we can not reach people. So I argue people to make the use of non-governmental organization. And also, people must introspect, what do you want in life and how do you want to reach it? We are responsible for everything that is happening in our life. No one will come to save us. So we are the one who must save ourselves. So how can we do that? We can do that by introspecting yourself, see what you want to do, and check what is it that you are doing in order to achieve what you have stated for yourself. So if not, you are not doing anything, you are causing us more problems, you are adding number to the stats. Sometimes what I've realized is that inequality, it's the same. I've heard the conversation from Germany, from both of my colleagues. I can say we all experience inequality, though we might experience it differently. And here in South Africa, we thought that those people in Germany don't experience. So this is a great time for me and my colleagues and other people who are in South Africa to see that even white people, they also experience inequality. Yes. So thank you so much.
That's all right. No, thank you so much, Violet. Thank you so much, Evan. Thank you so much, Tandy. No, it's me who sees umfana kamumfu mazambi yankomana sakithi yabuya njenge nkomo aphamizekhe mphamze ithufu. No, thank you so much for joining us. This conversation that we had, it was something that we needed to do to ensure that we get our organizational words out there, but also to ensure that we also are able to tap each other into our shoulder and say, you've done well, colleagues, you are doing so well. I'm actually proud of each and every one of you, and I wish that this gets to somebody who needs to hear it. Wherever where you are, if you are working in an NGO space and you feel like you are not appreciated, from me to you, I appreciate you, and you are doing a great job. Stay well. Yabo. Yeah,